on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Coming to you live from New York City, directly across from Madison Square Garden. Action-packed show with or without Matt. A lot of things to talk about, a lot of other sports to talk about. A lot of fights to talk about, things that happened over the weekend. Matt, I guess, is trying to call in, so we'll hopefully have him in a couple minutes. Because some things I need to talk to him as well. His mentor, big event tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. They just broke a major announcement from Saudi Arabia. I'll wait for Matt to talk about that. Scheduled on the program after we get Matt on board, Gregor Gillespie taking on Kevin Lee Saturday night across the street at MSG. Going to talk to the director of communications from NYCGO, that's NYCGO, about some things to do in New York. There's some festivals. There's a beer festival that I'm sure Sean will find on Friday. Russell Peters on Friday. A lot of stuff to do in New York. But we're going to find out from Elisa, maybe some things, hidden jewels is what I like to call them. Then we're going to talk to Shane Burgos. We're going to talk to Brad Tavares, taking on our boy Edmund, undefeated. A lot of undefeated fighters on Saturday. So, all right, why don't we do this? I know that we started late, but let's go hit this break. We'll come into you live right across the street from the heart of New York City, Madison Square Garden. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Support. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? It's Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
So, Matt, are we still going to give that away? That was the best 10 minutes of radio ever, only it didn't go out on radio.
Oh, no. Is this the start of the show right now?
It's the restart of the show. So we'll get back to all that stuff. Our first guest has probably been on hold waiting for us to fix our mess up. It's now been fixed. Let's go right out to Gregor Gillespie. Gregor, how are you?
I'm good. You guys are calling right in the middle of I'm watching How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
What's that?
It's a chick flick. It's like a romantic comedy movie.
Oh. Now, I watch with my wife watches that fiance in 90 day thing.
No, I don't watch that. 90 day fiance. I know what that is, but I don't watch it.
Oh, you need to watch it. It is some of the greatest TV you'll ever see.
Why is that?
Because it's just stupid stuff that one right after another.
Gotcha. You know, all right, I'll look into it.
Yeah, no, check it out. It's definitely worth, you know, at least 5-10 minutes of that. Hey, how do you get so lucky to continue to have fights in New York?
I don't know. The UFC, just, I have to thank them for that. It's unbelievable. I mean, I ask if I can get on those fights, and they are just so accommodating, and I love them for that. I mean, anyone who complains about the UFC not doing the right thing or not taking care of their athletes, I have not had that experience, man. They take care of me like, I love them. I love it. I couldn't imagine working for anyone else. And they put me in some of the best locations fight-wise that I could ever ask for. Buffalo, right down the road from Rochester, where I grew up. Utica, right down the road from Rochester, where I grew up. Where else? Brooklyn, right down the road from where I live now. MSG, right down the road from where I live now. They probably would have put me on the Rochester card, but I was a little dinged up earlier this year after my Brooklyn fight, or else I probably would have been, you know, maybe even headlining the Rochester fight. So, you know, it's like I can't imagine them putting me in better spots. And also Pittsburgh, that's right down the road from where I went to college. Like, I feel like I've had 5 homecomings.
Is it something that you can almost take for granted? And the reason I'm asking that, you know, and I kind of wrote this down to make sure I bring it up. I've traveled the world. I was in the military. I've probably been to 220 UFC events. So mm-hmm. I've been all over, and it's always like, ho-hum, all right, it's another place. But New York, and now New York City, is just something totally different.
Yeah, I mean, obviously MSG is like the mecca of fighting. It's an arena that everyone aspires and dreams to, you know, have a fight at. And I'm not talking about the Hulu Theater. I'm talking about the big MSG. You know, like some people fight here and it's upstairs in the smaller arena. Like we're fighting in probably a sold-out MSG, the big arena that everyone in the world knows about. So, you know, I'm super fortunate, man. It's like I got to fight at Barclays earlier this year. Now, you know, it's a step up. We're at MSG, and I mean, it was a few short years ago that, you know, it was legalized in New York, and the first one they did, I believe, was MSG. And I think it was November of 2016, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, now I'm part of that. So it's definitely, I mean, it's something that's, you know, I'm going to check off the bucket list Saturday night, you know, and if all goes well, it'll be a bucket list check off that I have another W in the column, you know.
Do you ever think about, you know, the record? Everybody's always talking about your record and the zero that's on it. Is that something that you try to block out?
Yeah, I mean, you can be too concerned with that. It's nice to have. But it's like, there's really not many people in this sport that go undefeated. I mean, if any, I mean, who the hell's undefeated? You know what I mean? It's like, so I just try to not worry about that. You know, it's something that's nice to have, but it doesn't define me as a fighter. There are plenty of guys that go undefeated for a period of time, and then they lose, and then they win a bunch more after. So it's like, I don't plan on losing, but, you know, I'm not overly concerned with the zero at the end. It's nice to have, but it's not a focal point of, you know, anything of me, you know?
Sure. Well, and not only do you have that zero, you also have, what is it, 3 out of your last 5 have been bonus fights?
3 of my last, so yeah, I've had 6 fights in the UFC, 3 of them, so half, 50% have been bonuses, yes.
So that's not
pressure. Finishes now.
Right, so it's not pressure that you're fighting in your hometown. You have the zero. You have 3 out of the 5 bonuses. That's a great record so far.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not used to fighting in front of my home crowd by now, you know, we're going to have a problem because I've done it literally, you know. This is my fifth time out of 7 fights that I'm fighting in front of a home crowd. You know, like I said, the 4 that are in New York, and then the 5th one was Pittsburgh, which literally I have as big of a crowd at that than I have all of my New York ones, just because that's, you know, the heart of wrestling country. That's where I went to college and wrestled right down the road from there. So everyone from my college town that, you know, that I had any type of relationship with, and people that I didn't know also came and watched. So, I mean, 5 of my 7 fights were home crowd fights. So it's like, I'm used to that now, and it's, you know, it's nice to have that support.
Do you have to turn your phone off? You know, I travel with the NFL and the Buccaneers, and they a lot of times get these phone calls nonstop. Hey, can you hook me up with a pair of Super Bowl tickets? Can you hook me up with tickets? You know, do you have to turn it off when you're fighting at home?
No. So what happens is I actually encourage the people that I'm close with, you know, the people that I'm relatively close with, that I have a, you know, some sort of friendship or relationship with, that during fight week, feel free to text me. There's a lot of downtime. Obviously, you know, we have some media obligations where we're running around and, you know, doing interviews, and I don't mind doing that stuff. It's fun, but there's a lot of downtime, too. So, like, from today, I'd say about noon, I got done with my morning media obligations, and then I'm not doing anything until my workout with my trainer at 6. There's a lot of downtime, and I actually love the downtime, but, you know, it's nice to have some people texting and calling and, you know, seeing what's up. And
sure.
But no, so the one thing, like you mentioned, no, with the Super Bowl tickets, like that, like leading up to this fight, and leading up to every fight, hey, do you have any hookup with, do you have a promo code or do you have a section for tickets? Listen, I get 4 tickets, right, for my, I think, you know, each fighter's given 4 tickets, okay? So those go to your family members. That's it. That's all you get. There's no other tickets. There's nothing. We don't get a block of tickets. We don't have a promo code for tickets. The other thing, too, that gets really annoying leading up to a fight is, so we make fights. A lot of fighters make fight shirts, and they put their, you know, local sponsors on it and stuff. And obviously, we're not allowed to wear it into the, you know, anything with the UFC, and that's totally understandable. We have a Reebok deal that we have to honor. But like, so shirts, right? Like, I'm not a shirt distributor. I have one of my best friends, Chris McGee, does my shirts. He has a website. There's an end date for the store online. You order them. If you don't order it in time, you're out of luck. After that, I'm not a shirt distributor. So the 2 biggest pet peeves of mine leading up to a fight are, hey, can you get me tickets? Hey, do you have any more shirts? How can I buy a shirt? You know, I'm not a shirt distributor. I'm a ticket salesman. I did that in my Ring of Combat days when I was in, like, you know, the smaller local promotions. And that is exhausting, selling tickets for ticket sale commissions, selling shirts to be able to pay your trainers. And, like, it's just, that's exhausting, and I'm really glad that I don't have to do that anymore.
No, it is definitely good. Before we ask you about the fight itself on Saturday and Kevin Lee, what is the funniest, craziest, strangest thing that ever has happened to you in the middle of a fight?
I've been pretty fortunate. There really hasn't been many crazy or weird things that have happened to me in a fight. I got poked in the eye once pretty bad, my first fight in Brazil, and I made the mistake of blowing my nose, and my eyes swelled right up and swelled shut pretty much by the end of the fight. That's, you know, that was probably the most adversity I faced in a fight. But I guess nothing really like crazy or zany or funny, really. But yeah, I don't think there's much, not a ton of stuff that's been, like, weird
that's
stuff
crazy.
That's happened.
The reason that I always bring that up is I was talking to a fighter, I don't even know how long ago, years ago, and he was fighting Dennis Siever, who's German. And
yep, I know Dennis, yeah.
Talking German, and he hears him, the corner talking German, and he said for like 8 seconds he was thinking of the movie Inglourious Basterds in the middle of a fight.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I always ask it even probably more than I should, because sooner or later there's going to be other really great, funny things like that that we can find out.
Sure. I'll tell you one thing that happened to I was wrestling at one point. I mean, I was much younger. I actually told the story to someone the other day. I haven't had anything crazy like this happen in the fight, but I was in a wrestling match probably in, I don't know, like 7th or 8th grade. And I in a wrestling match, there are breaks. There's not like, you know, in fighting, there's 5 minutes on, you get a minute break. There's 5 minutes on, you get a minute break for, you know, in between rounds, blah, blah, blah. But in wrestling, you go out of bounds, there's a break when you walk back to the center. One guy gets a bloody nose, there's a break till that guy's cleaned up. You know, there's a coach arguing a call, and there's little breaks amongst, you know, within the mats, right? And at one point, I remember my dad yelled at me. He was coaching me at the time. I did yell at me. I was whistling when we were on the way back to the middle of the mat. I caught myself, like, whistling a tune. I was like, what am I doing? Why am I whistling right now? But that's something from my wrestling career that I remember being very weird that I did once.
Well, see, that falls into that category. That is pretty good. All right, so let's talk about Saturday. Big fight, Kevin Lee, big name as well. Yep. What should we anticipate on Saturday?
So I'm just going to start by saying I don't talk much about my opponents, or I don't like to put a lot of focus on them. I like to keep it on me. I don't like to discuss anything they've said about me. I'm not going to say a lot about them. Obviously, this is a big fight. It's a guy in the top 10. It's on the main card pay-per-view at Madison Square Garden. Everyone knows how big that is, but we're treating it. We've prepared the same way we've always prepared. We're going to be ready like we've always been ready to go. You know, so it's another fight. It's, you know, that's how we're treating it.
Well, and that's probably the best way to look at it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, another day at the office. How do you relax? So you have some people, you know, that are going to text you, and do you want to get your mind off of the fight on Saturday? Do you want to keep mind on it, or how do you just chill out?
I mean, so I said this the other day in another interview that I did. I'm the master procrastinator. So, like, when I start feeling like the anxiety of a fight approaching, I put it off, just like the kid in high school puts his homework off. I do the same thing with my feelings. Those aren't healthy feelings to have until right before the fight. And at that point, they're probably helpful feelings. So if you get that kind of fight or flight feeling right before a fight, that's healthy. That's like a healthy level of performance anxiety. And I think that in some helps you, right? But to feel that for a week straight is exhausting, and it will drain you. So I don't allow myself to feel that. That's another reason that I don't mind people texting me. I don't mind people popping in. If my friends that are here, they pop into my hotel room. We go out and people watch. Me and my best friend and one of my corner men, Kyle Sermonera, we go out to eat. We go out and we kind of hang out and get coffee and people watch. And Kyle, along with one of my friends, Manny, who dropped me off in the city yesterday, they keep me, you know, they stay with me, and we literally crack jokes for like 5 days straight. That's why I enjoy fight week so much. We'll do like silly stuff where we get on Facebook Live and, you know, make jokes on Facebook Live for an hour. And, but having Kyle Sermonera, like I said, my best friend, my corner man, his wife is actually fighting on this card too, Caitlin Chukagian. Blonde fighter, she's on the card too. So Kyle will be around all week, but he's like the healthiest person for me to have around. He keeps me laughing. He like unconsciously says things that build my confidence, and he doesn't say them with the purpose of giving me confidence, but some of the stuff he says when he's just speaking shows how much he believes in me, and in turn rubs off confidence on me. So having him around is very healthy for me. So, and then I allow myself to feel those feelings of anxiety, maybe like the hour before the fight. And at that point, they probably help me.
Sure. Gregor, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you
Absolutely.
Very much. We're going to put you on hold so that we can get your address and mail you a package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes of your time.
Cool.
Thank you, sir. So there you have it, Matt. That's the first fighter on today's guest list as we get ready for UFC right here in New York. I'm so pumped. I'm looking out the window. I can see Madison Square Garden. I'm broadcasting the show right now from my hotel room. We were not able to book everything from the UFC hotel room today. So it's kind of cool. Stinks and kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the pizza capital of the world.
I was taking pictures as I walked around. So I got in here. I was able to check into the room early. I set all the equipment up. And then I walked down to Times Square, and I just kept taking photos of the storefronts of all the pizzerias. And I was going to post them all. But here's my question for you. Here's the question for the millions. And I mean millions. And yes, he's in town, by the way. He may not be in town yet, but Dwayne Johnson will be at the fight and supposedly is going to put the belt on the winner.
That's what the internet is saying.
You know who else is supposed to be there on Saturday?
Mike Tyson.
The president.
Which one?
There's Donald? Only one president.
I mean, your president or mine?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the president, the Barstool sports guy, El Presidente.
I think the doors open at 5, and we'll probably have to get in line about 2. I bet. To go through all the, but you know, I think it's cool. You know, I think it'll be great. You know, Trump has been involved in MMA before, early stage UFC. He opened the doors in Atlantic City. I remember going there numerous times for UFC fights. Obviously, had the chance to meet him at Affliction when Tim Sylvia fought. Before we, and I know we have a couple minutes before we hit the next break, we did this video for, he's got to be considered, I know the baddest MF belt is Saturday night.
Right.
You heard the story about Randy Couture, right?
Yeah, he had a heart attack while he's working out, or has chest pain, so he walked himself to the hospital.
Well, hold on. He finished the workout first.
Do you expect him not to?
He finished the workout and then walked to the hospital. And he said that he was only 3 blocks away and it would have taken longer to get an ambulance to take him there. So he walked, and then he walked, when they released him, he walked home. So we were asked to do a video. Mindy reached out to some friends and family, and she put this collage of videos together. And she goes, you know, be funny, you know, have a good time, do whatever. I think ours was classic. I'll tell you ours in a second. But a lot of big celebrities, movie stars, country singers, one of my favorites was Tim Sylvia. So okay. Tim's was, hey, old man, blah, 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 blah. I think it's time. I deserve my rematch now. But you'd still kick my ass, so maybe not. It was really pretty funny. The one we did was, Emily is on the couch, and she said, and by the way, I wrote and produced and directed this. She's sitting on the couch. She goes, hey, Randy, I know you have a lot of MMA ties, and you have a ton of military ties, but I have Randy ties. And then I, like, flopped on the couch. You know, nice. I said, I hope you feel better, blah, 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 blah. You need to get better. You need to rest. I know you won't. But we have lunch in April in Nashville. We go to lunch every year at the Waiting for Wishes. And Emily made a joke because when we went to eat, he ordered an appetizer of meatballs. Did I already tell you the story?
No.
So he orders an appetizer of meatballs.
Okay.
We ordered an appetizer of something.
Okay.
How many meatballs do you think were in the order of meatballs that Randy Couture ordered at the hotel?
Knowing you, just because it's Randy Harris, I would say the emphasis is on plural, so I'm going to say one.
One meatball. So that's how we ended it, you know, that we have to go back for, you know, meatballs. And when we say meatballs, we mean one.
Well, was it at least a big meatball? Like, was it a huge meatball?
You know, it wasn't massive. I mean, you know,
it into, like, other meatballs? If it's...
You couldn't eat this one meatball in one bite.
Oh, okay. One meatball equals how many meatballs, right?
Well, if you say meatballs, it should have been four small meatballs than one meatball that was equal to three of those little ones.
What an Iron Man. I mean, you talk about a true warrior, you know, and do you expect anything other than that from the legendary Randy Couture?
I'm going to say no.
He did what you expect him to do. I don't know, but I'm glad he's resting well, and he survived that ordeal, and it's great. It's great news.
I definitely would expect nothing, you know, from him. NCAA, did you see that? Not only California, and then Florida said that they were going to pass it. Now the NCAA is going to allow players to be paid.
So does that mean that since I never used my 4 years of eligibility, that I can now get paid for my talent?
Yeah, but the problem is this. As true as that your statement is, you have 4 years of eligibility. The problem is you're going to have to pay them to allow you on the team, and then you're going to go to prison with Felicity, whatever.
Yeah. A little bribery never hurt nobody.
Well, no, you're not bribing them. They said they'll give you, yes, you can make the team, you have to pay, and then that's going to fall under that deal.
What sport do you think I should do at college to get paid? I mean, obviously, radio broadcasting is awesome. It's what I do the best.
Well, first of all, when you do radio in college, that's an internship, and you know that because that's what you did.
I did.
So, again, you're going to have to pay them to allow you into their building.
How come MMA isn't a college sport?
Good question.
I mean, don't you think it's time? I mean, it's 25 years since the UFC has been around. You know, it could be like a league and sanction, at least if not a club sport. Like, rugby is not an official.
Well, it is a club sport. It is a club sport at some colleges.
MMA?
I remember Sam Hoger had an MMA club sport at LSU.
Oh, okay. Honestly, I didn't know.
Back in the day, and we're talking, you know, Ultimate Fighter 1.
Wow. So that's what I would do. I would do that.
Okay. All right, why don't we do this? I know that we started late, but let's go hit this break. We'll reschedule. We'll redo everything we need to do. When we come back, we'll reach out to Shane Burgos as he gets ready for his fight Saturday night right across the street at MSG. It's a shame you're not here, but we're going to eat a lot of pizza with or without you, Matt.
I wish I was there. I love the city. I mean, I rode a bicycle to that place once.
Coming to you live right across the street from the heart of New York City, Madison Square Garden. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th annual Power of Giving holiday party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving holiday party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from New York City, right across the street from MSG as we get ready for Saturday night. A lot of big fights on the card. So pumped, so excited. Let's welcome our next guest who will be in that octagon on Saturday, Shane Burgos. Shane, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time. What is this your third UFC fight in New York?
No, this is my, I think, fifth. Yeah, my fifth UFC fight in New York.
It's fifth. I wrote it down. I'm looking at it. So is it ho-hum? I know that you're from the area. I just asked Gregor the same thing. This is New York City. I mean, the biggest city in the world. It's got to be pumped and exciting to be fighting here again and to be fighting at MSG on Saturday.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. This card is awesome. This card is stacked. It's a huge opportunity. But New York, man, yeah, it's awesome just being here for fight week. Super. I mean, I grew up not too far. I mean, I grew up in the Bronx, so it feels very comfortable.
Do you normally? I ask fighters, you know, when you go on the road, when you go to a fight, it's a work trip. So obviously, you know, you can't get out and enjoy and whatever. But you're from here. But it's still, do you get out at all because it's New York and everything that's here? Yeah. Or again, it's work and you don't.
Yeah, I mean, it is work, but I don't have anything to do today. Basically, this is the only thing I had on the agenda for today. So me and my friends, who walked around the Times Square a little bit, got to watch them eat. That's fun for me. I get to watch them eat and live vicariously through them. But any downtime I have, I try to, when I'm not training, any downtime I have, I try to do something to get out.
Are you one of those guys that watch a lot of the Food Channel the week of fight week?
my friend's laughing. Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what I do, man. Food Channel. I watch Guy's Grocery Game, Founder Drives and Dies, Man versus Food, Food Paradise. Food Channel's my shit.
So what will be the first thing that you eat, you know, come Sunday morning, you know, Sunday mid-morning after you wake up?
Yeah, we're leaving Sunday morning. We already got a spot picked out. It's called, I think, Orangetown Classic Diner. So on the way home, I only live an hour away, so I'm going to stop at the diner on the way home, and I'm going to have some crazy pancakes.
There you go. What's the funniest, craziest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight, probably getting my hair cut, my debut, I'd say. I think everybody agrees with that.
You got a haircut in the middle of a fight?
Yeah, my first fight, my UFC debut, in between rounds, I had long hair back then, and my rubber band snapped. So my coach was like, "All right, sorry." He said, we discussed before the fight, that he said, "What happens if the hair gets crazy?" I'll just cut it off, joking around. And in between my coach's corner, my other coach was like, "Oh, the band snapped. Sorry, Shane, cut that." I'm like, "All right, whatever." I didn't even think about it until after the fight.
That's crazy. See, and I just said that, you know, this to Gregor, that you keep asking the question because sooner or later you're going to find some really cool stuff that has happened.
And this
definitely falls into that. What can you tell us about your opponent?
He's a good opponent, a worthy opponent. Not ranked, expected ranked opponent, but it's all good. Good grappler, good wrestler. I think I have a clear-cut advantage on the feet, and I think as soon as we start exchanging, he's going to realize that he's going to try to shoot, and he's not going to stop shooting after I touch him.
Do you put anything in rankings, you know, what numbers and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, before I wasn't ranked. No, I didn't really think about it. But now that I am ranked, it's hard not to think about it, but it kind of takes away a little bit from the sport because we're all fighters at the end of the day, and it's the name I got. And I expected a ranked opponent just because that's how it goes. I just beat Cub Swanson, so I expected another big-name opponent. But you can't put too much stock into it. You can't focus too much on it. At the end of the day, we're all fighters, and we're fighting in the UFC. We're all the best fighters in the world. So it doesn't matter if another by his name or not, he's going to be a good fighter. I mean, and I'm just looking to go out there and make a statement.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. All right. So it's Wednesday, 3 days before the fight. I'm sure there's a little bit of workouts, a little bit of training, but not too much that you're going to do over the next couple of days.
Yep. I basically just have one session tonight and sauna tomorrow and then wake up Friday morning and then another little shakeout. And that's basically it.
It weigh-ins early Friday morning. Do you try to get in at the very beginning or is it just depends on what happens the day before?
100%. I try to get as close to weight as possible on Thursday night, go to bed, wake up, and if I'm not on weight, I usually maybe cut like another pound or two in the morning. If I'm on weight, that's a blessing, but if not, I'm trying to be the first one on the scale every time.
And then it makes it easier, obviously, to put everything back on, to drink a little bit, and then get ready for Saturday.
Exactly, yep. Get in, get out, get rehydrated.
Walk me through a Saturday morning, a fight day. You know, I asked you about fight week and that kind of stuff. You know, what do you try to do? I know a lot of fighters try to sleep as late as possible because they're going to fight later in the afternoon or evening. You know, what's a typical Saturday fight day?
Wake up as late as, like you said, I wake up as late as I possibly can. I mean, try to. It's really hard, but I'm probably honestly going to wake up like every time. I wake up at 8 a.m. usually, but it's rough. But stay in bed as long as I can, just really relax, and then wake up, go have some breakfast, hang out with the family, the friends. Spend a little bit of time with them just to get my mind off of it because your mind is just racing constantly on the fight. I mean, you can't have it 24/7 on the fight, so I try to get out with them, hang around my wife, my friends, and then do a quick lunch, and then that's it. We're leaving for the arena.
And then head over to MSG. All right, let's try to get to know you a little bit, a couple real quick off-the-wall questions. You're going to have dinner for four at your house. They cannot be family members. They can't be people, you know, from the gym, your coaches, that kind of stuff. Living passed away. Real or fictitious? Who would you like to sit down and have dinner with?
That's a great question. Who would I like to sit down and have dinner with? Nikola Tesla would be awesome, I think. Be able to pick that guy's brain. Elon Musk would be another cool one. Mike Tyson. I think Mike Tyson's the man. That would be freaking awesome. Joe Rogan. That's probably, I think Joe Rogan's probably the top of my list. I watch that guy's podcast religiously.
Okay. I mean, that'd be a great dinner. I'll tell you what. Yeah. You might not be eating a lot of dinner, but a lot of good stuff would definitely be going on. If you were going to go on Survivor, what would your luxury item be?
A phone, maybe? A cell phone? A cell phone with like a huge battery pack?
I will tell you on Thursday what my former co-host said. I can't say it on the air because FCC, and I got to be careful. But I will come up to you at the media event on Thursday, and I will tell you what she said, which is one of the greatest answers. And Rondé Barber played for the Buccaneers. I would always ask all the NFL guys. His comment was he wanted a canoe to get the hell off the island.
That's genius, too.
Yeah, well, it's the same line, obviously, as the phone. All right, before I let you go, real quick, kind of give me what we should expect, give the nation what we should expect to see on Saturday.
Fireworks, man. I'm looking to go out there and steal the show. There's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this card. It's a huge card. I got a good place on the card right before the main event prelims on ESPN2, so I'm looking to take all that shine and put it on my fight. I'm going to make a statement on Saturday night.
Good stuff. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday. We're going to put you on hold so we can get your address and send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes of your time, Shane.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Tell you what, Matt, I'm getting excited, you know, as every one of the fighters are coming on during the day and get, you know, telling us just little stories and stuff. I'm getting excited, as I always do, 3 days before the next UFC.
It's huge. I mean, this is a big card and the biggest. Well, I mean, where else is more legendary than Madison Square Garden? I mean, let's be honest. There's maybe three event centers in the whole country that are as iconic. And so, yeah, it's New York City. It's a huge card, like those major fights. And look, if Clay Guida would have taken a script out of his book, cut his hair in between rounds, I bet he'd win like more than 50% of his fights.
Easy. Because, you know, I've always said that there was a fight that Clay lost, which I thought Clay won. And when a punch was thrown, Clay would move his head back and his whole hair would move, and it looked like he got hit. And he didn't.
Yeah. I mean, and plus he couldn't see his opponent in probably half those fights. But I've never heard of anybody getting a haircut in between rounds, but that's epic. I mean, we saw Greg Hardy got an inhaler in between rounds, and he got a no contest for it. But any restrictions on haircuts?
I guess not. I was going to ask who, you know, who brought the scissors to the corner, but, you know, it probably came in the Cutman.
He said they discussed it, beforehand. Like, hey, if your hair becomes an issue, if the rubber band pops, you know, we're going to cut your hair. So they probably were prepared.
Wait till I tell you when I get back the luxury items of my former co-host.
I'm not gonna say anything about that.
Well, I'm not either. But when my co-host went before the camera on Survivor, and this person gave the answer, they said, "You are on the show." It was such a phenomenal answer that this person instantly got on the show.
That's what you have to do to get on those shows.
All right, so I started to say this before. Got into NYC, got into the room, walked around, went and grabbed some real quick food. So would you like to take a guess where I ate?
You went to New York Pizza Suprema?
No.
That's where I took you last time, right there by the Garden.
No. I don't even know what that is or where that is.
What are you talking about? It's right across the street from the Garden. Like, you'll remember when you go back in, you'll be like, oh, this is where we charge our cell phones at.
I can almost picture it, but I wouldn't know where it is. And right across the street from the Garden, you know that that's four streets.
Well, hang on, because as you were doing the last interview, I was searching last-minute flights to New York City. So don't be surprised if I'm there on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'll be surprised.
No, don't be, because I'll take you on another pizza tour.
Well, you know, it's a shame because the room that I'm in right now, it's like a vault. And literally, when I opened this door, I thought it was the bathroom, but it's a hidden vault. Three people could sleep in that room.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got extra space.
Well, I'm not going to be in this room on Saturday, but yeah, there's extra space in here. You can share it with somebody else. I mean, that would be okay.
All right, I'm looking. I don't want to miss this card, man. It's too big. I mean, I'm excited about this fight.
Yeah, you can come up and hang out with Eric and Shane, and you know the whole Randy regime will be here.
No, and they need a captain. They need a mascot to be represent them.
You know what the difference between Eric, Shane, and you?
other than like they planned ahead and are organized.
Well, besides that, I was going to say Eric and Shane have tickets.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't need tickets. They know who I am. Yeah. I'll just walk in.
Yeah.
I'll just come with The Rock. I'll just bring the BMF belt with me.
So since we never talk on the air or off, I thought you'd get a kick out of the phone conference yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, it was Monday with Masvidal and Diaz.
Okay.
So Masvidal, before the first question, he laid the ground rules.
All right.
If anyone asks any question about anything other than this Saturday's opponent, I'm hanging up.
Okay.
And I will be addressed as Mr. Masvidal. And he made every media person call him Mr. Masvidal. And he was like, I'm the teacher. Raise your hand when you want to speak. And then one guy asked about the Askren fight. And he said, you're going to screw this up for everybody.
What's wrong with that guy? I mean, like, he gets called out by Diaz and all of a sudden he's like running the show.
It was kind of funny. I mean, it was kind of humorous.
How big a deal is this BMF title? Is it, I mean, for true fight fans and for like the sport, like, yeah, how big a deal is this?
It's not a big deal, the title itself. You know, everybody who has ever followed MMA or the UFC would have always classified both Diaz's in that category. And with what Masvidal has done over the last year and a half, before that with Kimbo in the streets, wouldn't you assume that he's in this as well? Comes to fight? You know, it's interesting how this is what it takes. It takes a great fight and then another great fight, and all of a sudden you are on top of the world. You know, the title itself, I think this would have been just as hyped up without this, but this takes it to a whole new level. This brings The Rock. This brings the President of the United States. This brings a lot of the celebrities and stars that, let's be real honest, that haven't been coming. You know, back in the day, it was a big deal. Celebrities were there, you know, front and center and all that. And it's really not like that. And part of it is because every 3 days, it's another event. But the hype, the belt, the city, all that stuff, I think all falls into to one.
Well, I think it's needed. I think the UFC needed something like this to kind of engage the average common fan again, give them something to perk their ears up. Like, what is that? Like, you know, I think it was kind of stale with how frequent the events are and how often they are and how many fighters there are. You know, it's hard to keep track of all that, as you know, even though it's us in the media.
No, definitely for sure. And it's a shame that the fight on Saturday, which really was a great fight, a thoroughly enjoyable fight, a fight that people that dislike Askren had to have liked this fight. People that like Damian Maia had to like this fight, even though as I'm watching it, I'm talking to a person that I wagered dinner with. And I picked Damian Maia. I picked Damian Maia from the very beginning. And round two, he looked like he was getting a little tired. You know, I was a little concerned. But somebody, I think it was Shane, put up who got the better end of the supposed trade. Who do you think got the better end of the trade?
I mean, obviously one. I think one got the best.
I disagree.
Do you think the UFC got a better? Well, I mean, there are more headlines.
I think the UFC got the better end of the trade. I'm not saying the better fighter. The better end of the trade, in that when Demetrius Johnson fought, nobody cared.
Yeah, and he doesn't talk a lot. He doesn't make any, you know, noise. And he doesn't do anything shocking or you know, so he's really kind of irrelevant over in one.
And being the fighter that has a good amount of fans, but also has just as many, if not more, people that dislike him, people would tune in. People tuned in for the Robbie Lawler fight. People tuned in for the Masvidal fight. People tuned in for the Damian Maia fight wanting to see him lose. So one for two, or almost shoulda, coulda, woulda been 0-3, I definitely think the UFC got the better end of the bargain.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I mean, maybe look, in the media world and in the fight world, and it's all about, you know, being relevant. And if you're making noise, good or bad, and they're talking about you, then you're relevant and you're selling tickets and doing your job. So I hate to agree with you, but I do.
I also want to give a little piece of travel. All right. So we were supposed to do our travel segment with Alisa Schmidt, the director of communications from NYC Go. Something came up, I guess, and we were not able to get her on. So I'm going to give you a little public service advisory.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always fly into Newark.
Okay.
It took 32 minutes to get from Newark to Madison Square Garden. And when I say 32 minutes, I mean from the time I got off the plane.
Wow.
Now, maybe I got lucky. I literally walked, you know, on the runway, and 2 minutes later, the train's there. It's a straight shot. You don't get off the train. You walk out of Madison Square Garden, and you're in heaven. are we in Iowa? No, we're in heaven.
Is that where heaven is? New York City.
You know, it's, you know me, I don't really like to walk around. I don't really like to just do nothing. You know, I told Sean when he comes up, you better have an itinerary, and I'll go anywhere he wants as long as there's an itinerary. I literally just walked from Madison Square Garden to Times Square and turned around and walked back.
Wow.
And it was cool.
So Sean's coming up there as well?
Sean will be up here, yes.
All right, I got to come. I got to get up there. Like, there's no excuse for me not to come Saturday.
Don't ruin my good time.
What do you mean? You need a chauffeur. Like, I'll take you around to show you the pizza places.
What are you going to do, carry me on your shoulders?
I'll take you back out to Coney Island and get you a picture in front of the boardwalk of the Cyclone or whatever it is that you...
We already did all that.
Oh, sure. You didn't get it? That's why you yelled at me last time, because I didn't take a picture
where we were at Coney Island, but we didn't go over to the boardwalk.
Which took me to an awful pizza place.
It wasn't awful. It was good. It wasn't great. I didn't know. You know, you never know a pizza. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes bad.
There's a pizza chain that tastes like cardboard that is better than where you took me.
No, that's not true. That's a false statement.
It's my opinion. No, who are you to tell me that my opinion's not right?
A guy who knows more about pizza than you do. And no, I ate the other half of the pizza that's in question, so I know it was good. It just wasn't up to that legendary
just
status.
Just because you make pizza doesn't make you an expert over me eating pizza.
It does. That's exactly what it does. That's exactly what it means.
Of course it doesn't. What is wrong with you?
You just forgot. You forgot how good it was.
All right. What is we have about a minute. What is the funniest, craziest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of you making a pizza?
Funniest thing, making a pizza? Jeez. I don't know. I don't know the craziest thing.
They don't call you the worst for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I am pretty terrible at answering questions.
Ain't that true?
That's why I'm not on the other side of the microphone. That's why I'm on this side.
Supposedly a big announcement coming from Bare Knuckle today as well.
Ooh, yeah.
The T's to be crossed and the I's to be dotted and all that. So if it happens within the next hour, David will be on. If not, we'll read about it on Twitter. But
speaking of Bare Knuckle,
we'll get that when we come back on the other end. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go, coming to you live from New York City. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.